good to have some popcorn during the program here. John and Gordy in for Maggie Dawn.
Mm-hmm.
We're John and Gordy in the morning. We're doing the afternoons for Maggie.
We do mornings in Madison at WMDX, so double duty all this week for us.
You can always find us on the Civic Media app as well. You can just program it in the mornings if you'd like. And if you want a dose of politics.
Yeah, we were playing my popcorn there and talking about getting some popcorn, but you just had dental work. You don't want to mess it all up with popcorn.
Yeah.
It's a good thing we don't have anything here in the vending machine or anything.
Well, I've got some snacks lined up, man. I'm really starved.
You can join us here, 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842.
Okay.
And,
well, you know, we were talking about, you know, this thing blowing up. You know, this group chat thing keeps getting worse and worse, and only because the administration is lying about it, and we're covering the lies, and we're talking about that, and we're tracking all the lies down.
Yeah, Signalgate.
I don't know why they keep doing this, right? We're just going to keep hashing it over and over and over again, but we do have at least Jimmy Kimmel. Late night host.
Mm-hmm.
He had a few comments about, you know, these security officials. I guess we put that in quotes.
Sure.
All right. So why don't we get to Jimmy Kimmel here? You all set, ready to go here, Cal?
I think he says.
Right, let's do it.
Okay.
Crazy mistake by any definition, but you have to remember Pete Hegseth, our Secretary of Defense, 3 months ago was a weekend host on Fox and Friends. So when his former partner on air, his old co-worker, Will Cain, got the story, he made the choice to look at the bright side of it.
If you look at the actual content of what was reported, if you look at how they discussed potential strikes on Houthis in Yemen, what you will see is dialogue between Vice President J.D. Vance, Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth, and many more in a very collaborative, open, honest, team-based attempt to come to the right decision after years of secrecy and incompetence. If you read the content of these messages, I think you'll come away proud that these are the leaders making these decisions in America.
If you read the content of these messages, the point is we're not supposed to read the content of these messages. That is a heck, I have to hand it to him. Spin. Meanwhile, these guys are so far up Trump's butt. On Friday, Pete Hegseth dropped by the White House to show off the new military plane they're naming in honor of, guess who, our 47th president.
We've had the F-15, we have had the F-16, the F-18, the F-22, the F-35. Now we have the F-47, which sends a very direct, clear message.
It does? It does. You hear that, China? Our planes go up to 47 now. It's Spinal Tap the administration. F-47 sounds more like a vanity plate you get if you wanted everybody to know that you don't like Donald Trump. F-47 could be our version of Let's Go Brandon. And then we have co-president Musk, who had an all-hands meeting with Tesla employees to reassure them that everything is going to be possibly, maybe, okay.
So Teslas will be available worldwide. So overall, you know, it's good. If you read the news,
tears,
it feels like, you know, Armageddon. So I was like, I can't walk past the TV without seeing a Tesla on fire. They're like, what's going on? You know, some people, it's like, listen, I understand if you don't want to buy our product, but you don't have to burn it down. That's a bit unreasonable, you know. Like, this is psycho. Stop being psycho. Okay.
Yeah. Stop being psycho. Good idea. Follow your own instructions. Oh, man. You know, you listen to him talk. You listen to his messages, and it's hard to believe this guy is tearing apart our federal government, the one we grew up with, the one we know so well, the one we depend on.
He has no governmental experience.
None.
At all.
None whatsoever.
Yeah.
And all of these small cuts.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't there an old saying like that?
What? Small cuts.
Yeah.
Death by a thousand cuts?
There it is.
Yeah.
There it is. That's what's happening to our country right now. This guy is just destroying everything. I mean, you know, food programs, right?
Yeah.
Environmental programs, research on medical devices, new devices and new drugs.
USAID.
All of this stuff. Everything.
Yeah.
You know,
Social
feeding
Security.
The hungry.
Yeah.
These little things, and Social Security, of course, you know, getting rid of the offices or making people go to the offices, even though they're closing a lot of them up. Mm-hmm. And they did come up with a reason, an excuse, an interview with a tech guy about some of the fraud that's taken place over the phone. Mm-hmm. And that's why they don't want people to call in and change their addresses or change their account numbers because of it. But, you know, it's just ridiculous. I mean, we've survived this long. They find these people, these fraudsters. This is not something where we need to take a hatchet to it and put all these people in limbo. And then people don't know what's going to happen next. Everybody has this tension level now in this country. And that happened the last time he was president. Mm-hmm. You know, we all just, it was such a relief not to have him as president anymore. Here we go, and this is worse than it ever was.
Well, and this time they're going by Project 2025, and they came in and signing all the presidential orders, and especially with Social Security, you know, downsizing and getting rid of all those people and closing some of the offices and affecting the lives of elderly, disabled folks. And people that really need the help, and making it even tougher for them to, you know, make phone calls. They have to go into the offices that are still open, sometimes having to travel an hour or two. It's awful.
It's really impossible.
Creating chaos.
And, you know, and we brought it up yesterday, and I think the media is starting to turn on to this, and the fact that Project 2025 requires the administration to use Signal because it limits the amount of time these chats exist.
Right.
It wipes them off.
Right.
And the whole point is, of course, to not have any paper trail at all, any kind of digital trail.
Right.
So they can do anything they want. And that letter, of course, I read yesterday said they could destroy the country without a paper trail.
Yeah.
No one will know what happened.
Mm-hmm.
They can do anything they want by doing everything on Signal.
Scary stuff. No doubt about it.
Well, it is scary. No, it is. I'm afraid right now. You might want to curl up in the corner of the room again.
Don't do that. We need you to stay up here close to the microphone.
Hey, I want to talk about voting in Wisconsin. There seems to be a problem here. You know, Trump signed an executive order requiring proof of citizenship.
Oh, yeah.
But it does not affect Wisconsin. I want to get into the details of that in just a few moments.
We'll get to that and more on the Civic Media Radio Network. John Peterson, Gordy Young, filling in for Maggie Dawn. Give us a call during the break here. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. We'll be back in mere moments on the Civic Media Radio.